Today's shiur is Masechta Beya, Daf Chaf Beis, and we will begin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis at the Gemara. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, the Mishnah mentioned three subjects that there's a Machloikis Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rav Gamliel holds like Beis Shammai. In the first case that was mentioned, the Mishnah was Ein Taimnim Esachamim, that on Yontif, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, we're not allowed to make Hatmana. Hatmana meaning that they used to insulate their food in different types of material to keep it warm for Shabbos. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel agreed with Beis Shammai that Hatmana should not be done on such a day. Ask the Gemara, Heichidam, exactly what is the situation the Mishnah is referring to? Eat the mon of Erev Tavshilin. If an Erev Tavshilin was placed, my tam de Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai being machmer? If an Erev Tavshilin allows us to cook and bake and do everything else, it should also allow us to make atmanam. Vidi loy on Erev Tavshilin. And if on the other hand, it's a situation where the Erev Tavshilin was not placed, my tam de Beis Hillel. Why is Beis Hillel being makel and allowing hatmani even without an Erev Tavshilin? Ask Rav Kiva Egel. We've been learning a whole perek that the reason the Erev Tavshilin has to be made because of Malacha, Bishul, Afia, Malacha may not be made on Yontif for Shabbos. And therefore we need to come up with a mechanism how to be able to bake on Yontif for Shabbos. So we begin with a concept of Hoyl, which means therefore Midaraisa it's not usher to bake and cook. Then Chazal told us to make an Erev Tavshilin, and now we could bake and cook on Yontif, even though the actual purpose of the baking and cooking is for Shabbos. However, asks Rav Kiva Egel, Hatman, as we said a moment ago, means that we insulate food in something to keep it warm. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us, Hatman b'davar she'eino ma'aseh hevel, if we insulate something that doesn't increase heat, is mutter on a regular Friday afternoon. Hatmana b'dover ha'moisef hevel, insulating something in something that does increase the heat, is osa midrabanon, and as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains, because we're concerned that maybe when the person will come to look at his pot, the coals that he used to insulate it with have cooled off, and will stir him up, and that will be the meloch of havara. Asur kiv ega. So we see the hatman in itself is not a malacha. Hatman is not bishul. Hatman is not a fia. So I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. An Erev Tavshilin is required, asks Riki Vega, when a malacha is being done. And we need a way to be allowed to do the malacha. Here no malacha is being done. Answers Riki Vega. So Riki Vega doesn't answer. Answer this Vas Emes, that one of the situations in which Hatman is permitted is if we're matmin a dover chai. If we insulate something which is completely raw, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that then Hatman is mutter under certain circumstances, even b'davar mois of hevel. And the Gemara explains, because for Friday night, the person knows he won't have this food ready anyway. And for Shabbos morning, it'll be ready no matter what, even without the Hatman. So there, that Hatman is not just a gzeira. There, the Hatman is an actual bishul. And that's the case that our Gemara is referring to, that the Gemara is asking, if there's an Erev Tavshilin, it should certainly be mutter, and if there's no Erev Tavshilin, it should be certainly usur. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, the situation being referred to here is, L'olam emalach shlohi nirch Erev Tavshilin, that the person did not put on any Erev Tavshilin at all. However, says the Gemara, says Rav Huna, Ukadei chayiv sharla rabbonin, Chazal allowed a person who did not put down an Erev Tavshilin to have the minimum for him prepared because he needs to eat on Shabbos. There's a fundamental machloikis rishonim. The Rashba seems to learn that if he doesn't have if he didn't put down an Erev Tavshilin, we allow him to cook for himself, but as we said, he's only allowed to cook the minimum. The Rashba agrees that certainly it's better that he should rely on others he should give others, he should transfer ownership of his food to others to cook for him. However, the Rashba says that he could, if even if there are other people who are available, he could cook for himself. The Rosh disagrees that, and the Rosh says that if there are other people who could do the cooking and baking, he has no right to cook for himself the bare minimum. He has to rely on others by transferring ownership of his food to them and let them cook for his food for him. However, asks Reb Shlomo Zalman, if we're dealing with a situation where somebody else is cooking for him, so then we learn that when one is cooking a pot, we're allowed to add into the pot even more than that's needed. It makes the food taste better. Ribi b'shurim, we learned the sugya. So if we're dealing according to the Rosh, that somebody else is cooking for him, and even according to the Rashba, that's the preferable method. Answer Shlomo Zalman, but so why are they only cooking the minimum? Answer Shlomo Zalman, that even though al pidin they should be allowed to cook more, however, Chazal made a knas to this person since he did not put down an erev of shilin, and he's relying on others that are cooking for him. They could only cook for him the bare minimum. Specifically, since the Maril teaches us that we're dealing with a situation that he didn't put down the erev b'mezid. Our Gemara is even referring to that situation. That's why we can well understand why a knas, why he's deserving of a knas. There are Rishonim that seem to learn that if he transfers ownership of his food to others, then they could cook for him as much as he needs, even not just the bare minimum. However, it seems for most Rishonim, if he did not make the Erev Tavshilin, we allow others to cook for him, but only the minimum, even when he transfers his ownership. So our Mishnah is deferring, says Reb Huna, to the person who divrei ukidei chayiv sharalei rabbanan, did not put down an Erev Tavshilin. Chazal allowed him to get the minimum. Reb Huna el Tamei, and this is something Reb Huna already taught us, the Reb Huna, Amar Reb Huna, Mishlo hiniach erev tavshilin. If somebody did not put down an erev tavshilin, oifen le pas achas, we could bake from him one bread. Vashlo kedayer achas, we could cook for him one pot of food. Umadlikim lo yasaner, and we could light a candle for him. One, because even though he didn't have an erev tavshilin. Mashem Rav Yitzchak Amru, the name of Rav Yitzchak, they said after soiling loy da cotton, we also could cook for him, roast for him a small fish. And so too we learned in a brisa, Mishloi nich erev tavshilin, oifen le pas achas, we could make him one bread, tam le kedair achas, we could make at mona on one pat, madlikon le saner, we could light one candle for him. There are rishonim that say that since we have in the Gemara many times the concept of ner le echod is ner le meya, a candle for one person is one candle, and many candles are really all the same. So although when it came to the food, we only allowed a minimum to be made, when it comes to candles, maybe more than one candle would be permissible. Mecham le kitten echad, and we could warm up for him one jug of water. V'yeshomer aftzon le dag cotton, we also roast for him a small fish. So that's the machloikis. And the Mishnah, a person who did not make an erev tavshilin, they still allow hatmana of a minimal amount of hot water, and Beis Shammai do not. Tosfos, based on this Gemara, teaches us that the halacha that we need to make an erev tavshilin does not only apply to cooking and baking, it also applies to hatmana. It also applies to hatmana, and also applies to madlikin lo yasaner, that we need to, if we want to light candles on Friday afternoon for Shabbos, the reason we can light those candles is because we put an erev tavshilin. If an erev tavshilin would be put down, one would not be allowed to light candles on Friday afternoon. Actually, Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, Ein Mechabnes Abakas, asks a very fundamental question. Tosfos asks that, as we said earlier, why midoraisa may one cook on Friday, which is Yontif, for Shabbos? Because we have the concept, a hoyle mikalei archim. I'm not necessarily cooking for Shabbos. Guests may come, and this food that I'm cooking and baking now, I will give to those guests to eat. Ask Tosfos, that's fine and well regarding food. But the candle that's being lit Friday afternoon, that candle is certainly being lit L'tzoruch Shabbos. There's no concept of hoyle on that candle. asks Tosfos, how can one light candles Friday afternoon? The basis always has to be Hoyle. Answers Tosfos. When are candles lit? When is light turned on? Light is not turned on when it becomes night. As the day starts to end and it gets darker, we already need light in the home. Says Tosfos, when one turns the candle, puts the candle on Friday afternoon, he's not doing it for Shabbos. He's doing it for Friday. He's doing it for Yontif because he doesn't want to sit in the dark. And therefore, it's a tzairich for Friday, and that's why it's permitted to put on the candle. But as Tosfos says, we do need to have an Erev Tashilin in order to put on the candle. And therefore, Tosfos says, when one places the Erev Tashilin, and he should say Badein Aruva with this Erev, Yeshari Levashule, to cook, Lefuya to bake, Ulad Luke, to put on a candle. Otherwise, it would be prohibited. In fact, the Mefarshim ask that if the halacha is that the only reason we're allowed to put on a candle is because we're relying on the Erev Tavshilin, so they ask, we know that why are we allowed to bake with the Erev Tavshilin? Because we have a pas there. Why are we allowed to cook? Because we have a tafshil. How can we turn on a candle? What is the part of the Erev Tavshilin that is allowing us to put on a candle? So the Mefarshim explain that the tafshil, since a tafshil is cooked with fire, so the tafshil not only represents that we're allowed to cook, the tafshil is also the part of the Erev Tavshilin that allows us to light a candle on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, as I just said, quotes Tosfos and Paskins like Tosfos, that we have to mention lighting the candle in the Nusach when we put down the Erev Tavshilin. And Ramo says that if somebody does not say this, if somebody at least doesn't say the words, B'dein Yeshar Lon, L'mevet Kol Tzarchana, with placing the Erev, I will be allowed to do all my Yontif needs. It says the Ramah, even if one placed an Erev, he would not be allowed to use it. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says, interesting approach. He says, if one says, when he puts down the Erev, B'dei Eruva, with this Erev Yeshar Lonu Lavshulei Lafoisei, could bake and cook, and he omitted that I could light a candle, then says the Taz, the Ramah Psak stands, and one would not be allowed to use such an Erev to light a candle on Friday afternoon for Shabbos. However, says the Taz, if one just placed the Erev and didn't say anything, then it would be better. We're saying that he didn't express himself at all, and there the halacha would be that he can rely on the Erev even without, though he didn't say any words with the placing of the Erev. Rav has a different approach in explaining our Mishnah. Loilam Shaniach. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person did put down an Erev Tashilin. However, Vishani Hatmana. Hatmana cannot be compared to all other Melachas that are permitted through the Erev. The Mucha Milsa Data Shabbos Kovid. As we explained earlier, when one puts down the Erev, so when one cooks on Yontif, it's not obvious that he's cooking L'Tzarech Shabbos. He may eat that food on Yontif. However, Hatmana, by its very definition, is I'm insulating the food for the next day, and therefore it's permitted. There's no concept of hoyel, and therefore an Erev Tavshilin cannot help to allow Hatmana on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. Eisvei Abaya asks Abaya on this, Chananya Oimer, B'Shamay Oimerim, and Oifim Elm Ken Erev Pas. One can't bake unless he put a pass in the Erev Tavshilin. Then, Bavashmi can cook on Yontif, for Shabbos, Elm Ken Erev Tavshil, unless you put down a cook dish. Then, Toimnim Elm Ken Hoyeloi Chametamunim Erev Yontif. And Atmana cannot be done unless he started doing Atmana from before Yontif. But what is this Braisa teach us. If he already had chamin from before, Mia Ovid, then he can rely on the Erev Tavshilin to make Hatmona. Vavagav, even though we have this concept that Rava just articulated, the Mucha Milsa, that adapted the Shabbos covered, that one puts down the Erev, it's obvious that it's, when one makes Hatmona, it's obvious that he's doing it for Shabbos. Elam Abaya, says Abaya, everybody will agree that an Erev Tavshilin, specifically if Hatmona was begun before Yom Tov, could be relied on for Shabbos to make Hatmona. The situation in our Mishnah is Kigoyin She'irv Lazeh, where a person made an Erev and put down some a pass and a Tavshil, V'loy Erev Lazeh, and he didn't put down an Erev, he didn't start making Hatmona from before Yom Tov. That's why Beis Shammai holds that this Erev is not effective to allow Hatmona to be made, because there's no act of Hatmona that was begun before Yom Tov. Beis Hillel holds that the Erev is acceptable since I have a Tavshul, and Hatmona is also involving a Tavshul. We insulate cooked foods, so therefore the Tavshul could allow us to make Hatmona, even though there wasn't specific part of the Erev that talks to Hatmona. And we learned in the Mishnah, Vein Zoifenes Menorahs. We're not allowed to straighten a Menorah on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, my Kavod, what's he doing wrong that our Mishnah says he may not do this? Says the Gemara, Amar Avchinen Babisna, Hocha B'Menoira Shechuyus Askinen. We're dealing with a candlestick that's made out of parts, the Mechzik Boina. So it looks like you're building something when you put this Menoira together. The Beshameh Savri, Beshameh hold Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, that there's an Isser of Binyan when you're putting together utensils, and that's why Beshameh says such a Menoira may not be put straightened on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel on the other hand hold ain binyan kalim. There is no isser of binyan in kalim, vein stir b'kalim, and that's why one could put together such a menorah on Yom Tov. Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos teaches us that everybody agrees that a menorah made out of parts cannot be put together on Shabbos. So Tosfos asks, here the Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel it's mutter, and there the Gemara Masechet Shabbos on Daf Mem Vav says it's aser. So Tosfos says two terutzim. Tosfos says the Gemara over there is referring to Shabbos, so Beis Hillel agrees on Shabbos we have to be more machmer. Our Gemara is Yom Tov. Another terutz Tosfos gives, that there we're talking about a menorah that the parts come totally apart one from the other. And since they totally are separated, putting it together, even if it's not an Issa D'Raisa, Beis Hillel agrees should not be done. However, our Gemara, says Tosfos, is talking that the parts remain together. And since the parts remain together, therefore, it's not so much of a binyan, and it's permitted even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's interesting that the Ramban points out that the Rif doesn't mention the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. He only brings down the Gemara in Masechet Beya. Says the Rambam, because the Rif holds that indeed there is a machloikis between the Gemara Masechet Beya and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, and he holds, like the Gemara in Masechet Beya, that Beis Hillel will hold that it's mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Meiri says, and the Pais can bring down the Meiri lahalacha, there's a difference if it's a large menorah or a small menorah. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos is referring to a large menorah. There, Beis Hillel will agree it's also to put such a menorah together. Our Gemara, on the other hand, is speaking about a smaller menorah, and therefore it's permitted. Another teretz that the Meiri gives is that the reason we're not allowed to construct such a menorah is because we're concerned Shema Yitoka, that the pieces may be fit in snugly, and that's called Makava Patish. So he explains that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos is referring to a situation where the pieces fit in tight, and we have the concern of Yitaka, of Makav Patish. Our Gemara is referring where it doesn't fit in so well, and therefore there is no such concern. The Ramban says that the difference is if we need a professional to put together this menorah. If a professional is required, that even Beis Hillel will agree it's also to put together such a menorah. And that's what the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is referring to. However, if you don't need a professional, if anybody could put this together, that's what our Gemara is referring to, and it's mutter. Ula ikla bei Rav Yehuda. Ula came to Rav Yehuda's house on Yontif. Kom shamei zokav l'sharga. So Ula's assistant got up and straightened the lamp to cause the flame to become extinguished. It means that he moved the oil in the lamp. He tilted it to bring the oil close to the wick. So he made that the oil should flow away from the wick, and that would cause the flame to go out. Esrei Rabbi Yehuda Leula. So Rabbi Yehuda was unhappy what Ula's assistant did. It says in a brisa, Hanoisin Shem Bener, if one adds oil to a lamp on Shabbos, Daloch is Chayiv Mishamaver. It's considered that he did a melacha of Havara, of making a fire. And the Rosh explains that the Isser is because he makes that the light should light longer. The more fuel that's there, the longer it will burn. Asks Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, why does the Rosh have to say that he causes that the lamp should light longer? Why doesn't the Gemara just say that if I add oil to a cup of to a lamp that's burning, that oil may be the fuel that's immediately going to be causing that light to burn? So I'm doing a melacha havara. Why is the Rosh there? Because I'm causing it to burn longer. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if this light was burning, and it would have been burning anyway, the fact that I added fuel, and yes, maybe it's this fuel that's actually causing this light to burn this very moment, that isn't considered a malacha, because that malacha would have been anyway. The candle would have been on anyway. That's not called a malacha. What is the malacha here? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, like the Rosh says, that I made it burn longer. That's the malacha. But just causing something that would have been anyway to be is not considered a malacha. It's a famous concept of Shlomo Zalman uses in a lot of areas of halacha. There's a story that Rav Chaim Brisker once met the Chedush HaRim, the Gerei Rebbe, and he asked him that the Mishnah says, the Medrash says, there was a very big nes with the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. They would put on the menorah at the beginning of the year, and the menorah would remain lit for the entire year. As Rav Chaim, we know there's a mitzvah to light the menorah every day, twice a day. So how could there be a nes that would eliminate our ability to do a mitzvah? So the Chedush HaRim answered based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if one adds oil to a burning fire, it's called mavir. So said the Chedush HaRim, the light remained, but every day they added a little oil, and that's why it was considered that they did the mitzvah adlaka. Rav Chaim was very impressed with the teretz. But I saw Rav Michael Feinstein asks a question. If so, that just adding oil to a burning fire is considered a malachas mavir, so he asks, the halacha is by Hilchas Chanukah, that we know that there has to be a minimum amount of oil that will burn a half an hour to be considered that you will mekayim the mitzvah of lakas ner Chanukah. So the halacha is that let's say one lit Chanukah candles or oil and it did not have enough candle or fuel to light a half an hour, the halacha is that you can't just add oil, you have to extinguish the fire and relight it. So he asks, why? If Al Gemara is saying is that adding is considered a Maisa Havara, so why don't you just add? So Rav Michael Feinstein answers that we cannot compare the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash to the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah. As we know, the entire purpose of Neris Chanukah is Persume Nisa. On the other hand, the lighting in the Beis HaMikdash is that there's a mitzvah satlaka. So adding oil, as our Gemara teaches us, will mekayim mitzvah satlaka. For Chanukah candles, there has to be a hadlaka, and it has to be a hadlaka for an adequate amount of time, that half an hour. So even if we'll say that adding oil is considered a havara, but that doesn't accomplish the required hadlaka or pirsum anes that Chazal want from us, and that's why if one did not have enough oil, he has to extinguish the fire and begin again. He said further, if one removes oil from the lamp, he's chayv for extinguishing. So how could you let your assistant move the candle to cause the to go out? And Amalei, so he answered, you're right, lava that toy. The Mefarshim say, tup, shot him. Either I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, or I never heard this halacha previously. There's a very fundamental machloikas, Tosfos and Rosh, exactly what is the malacha when one causes the moves around the flame, the wick, and causes it to go out earlier, the taking out oil. Tosfos learns that just taking out the oil is called gram kibui, and gram kibui, says Tosfos, is mutter on Yom Tov. On Shabbos it's only osmid rabbanan. That's why Tosfos says, let's say one has a candle, and it's a long candle, and he just cuts off the bottom of it. That's only gram kibui, and his mutter and yontif. Here, says Tosfos, the issue is, when one takes out the oil, he causes the flame to not burn as brightly, and that's the issue on yontif. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that even though the halach is that gram kibui is mutter on yontif, that's when you did not do a groma in the fuel in the candle itself. However, here we was taking out oil, which is the actual thing that's causing the fire to burn. That's not called gram kibui, that's called kibui, and is therefore osur on yontif. Asks, what's the nafkamina between Tosfos and Rash and the Rosh Lalocha? So one of the nafkaminas I saw is, what will be if one does such an act a few minutes before Shabbos, before Yom Tov is to end? If the Isser is that I made the candle burn less brightly, so it doesn't make a difference if it's a few minutes before Yom Tov is over or not. It's caused the fire to not burn as brightly and would be awesome. But if according to the Rosh, the Isser is that I'm gram kibri, the fire will go out earlier. Here, the fire anyway won't go out before Yom Tov is over, and therefore the Rosh may say it's mutter. Another nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rosh may be, is this an Isser d'Oraisa or an Isser d'Rabbanan? According to Tosfos, most Achroinim learn that certainly only Isser d'Rabbanan, making that the fire should not be that bright, although the Chazon Ish does say that Tosfos would hold it's an Isser d'Oraisa. According to the Rosh, most Achroinim learn that this is called actual kibui. I'm making that the fire should go out earlier, and therefore it may be an Isser d'Oraisa. And there are Rishonim that say that the Rosh may agree that, like Tosfos, who says that you could cut off the bottom of the candle, Tosfos, the Rosh, even though the Rosh holds that when we're doing a gram kibui in the candle itself, it's osur, the Shita quotes Rishonim that say, since the bottom of the candle is so far removed from the top of the candle, that's not called, that even the Rosh would agree is only considered gram kibui and is mutter. Continues the Gemara. Barmine of Ashim Yamemer. Mal. Barmine Abba Barsman Baya. Mal Lichbos is a name of Nedover Acher. One wants to have relations with his wife on Yontif, and the halacha is that on Yontif, the halacha is when one has relations, the lights have to be closed. May extinguish the lamp to have relations. Omaloi Efshe Bayis Acher. He should go to a different room. Ainly Bayis Acher Mai. What's the halacha if he doesn't have a different room? So it's an Efshel Asus L'Mechitza. He should make a partition in front of the lamp. Ask the Gemara. Ask Abba Marsa. Ainly Asus L'Mechitza. If he doesn't have anything to make this partition with, Mai, what's the halacha? Efshel Lichbos Lo Yisakli. He should put a vessel over the lamp. Abba Marsa Ksil is asking, Ainly Kli Mai? I'm like, Osir, it's Osir.
Esrei, so he asked, Talach is mechabenes bekas. We're not allowed to extinguish a piece of wood which is burning kedei lachos ala in order to save it from becoming totally burnt up. Vim b'shvil shloys ashen habayis oikadeiro. But if the purpose of the person extinguishing the fire is that the house or the pot of food should not become smoky, mutter. So here too, so we see because it's a tzarech yontif, we're allowed to do it. So here too, we should be allowed to extinguish the fire in order to be able to have relations. Amalei he Rabbi Yehuda he. That brisa represents the position of Rabbi Yehuda that holds machshirei oichel nefesh. Not only oichel nefesh, but even the machshirei oichel nefesh are permitted on yontif. My position is going according to the rabbanim. So as Tosfos explains, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda that machshirei oichel nefesh is mutter. So why did he say it's aser? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz is halacha ve'ein moirin kein. Even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't publicize it, and that's why Abaye wanted to avoid paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, the Mefarshim explained that's why Abaye kept on giving all these different types of etzes, these types of advice what to do. Why don't you just say that we don't allow it because we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda? So Mefarshim say because since it's not that simple that we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, he tried to avoid getting involved with Amachlaikas. Another Teretz Tosfos gives is that when do we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? When it's referring to Oichel Nefesh, the preparation of food. Here we're not talking about food, and that's why we don't passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, this concept of Tosfos is required to be used for another question. The Rishonim and Achronim all discuss why don't we say Mitoich? That Mitoich Shehudra. Letzayrich, if we're allowed to make, we're allowed to extinguish letzayrich, we should be allowed to do it shloy letzayrich. So the answer is again that since we're not dealing with a real oichel nefesh situation, we're dealing only with because of tashmish, and this is not even part of the tashmish. It's only a preparation for the tashmish. So this is machshirei tashmish, which is even less than machshirei oichel nefesh. That's why Chazal did not apply the concept of mitoich over here. Similarly, we use this concept to answer a different shaila. One of the things Abaye said that should be done was Abaye said they should put up a partition. We know that the halacha is that on yontif one is not allowed to erect a partition; it's boina. So why was he giving advice to put up a partition? So some poskim say that it's discussing that there was already a tefach there, and the halacha is that there was already a mechitza shel tefach, and we're just expanding. That's not called boina. But others explain that what type of mechitza is prohibited from being constructed on yontif? A mechitza hamateris, that it makes something mutter. Here, since really we could have done like Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can extinguish the fire. So although we're not going to really do it with Rabbi Yehuda, but halachically it's permissible, so it's not considered a real mechitza hamateris. It isn't necessary to have this mechitza, and that's why such a mechitza may be put up on yontif. Magen Avraham takes a different approach. Magen Avraham says the halacha is that if one needs to erect such a mechitza in order to have relations with his wife, there are two types of mechitzas that can be made. One is a mechitza that's 10 tefachim. And the halacha is that if a mechitza of 10 tefachim is constructed, even if there's still some light coming into the area where the person will be having the relations, it's still mutter to have the relations because there's a mechitza between the lamp and the bed. Of course, he has to be mapple b'talisoy, but he could have the relations. But there's another halacha. You don't have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, but you have a smaller mechitza, and that mechitza covers up the entire lamp. Since the mechitza is not 10 tefachim tall, that mechitza is not called a mechitza, so it serves the purpose of covering up the lamp and allowing for relations. On the other hand, it's not considered a halachic mechitza of boina, and such a mechitza may be erected, and the Magen Avraham says that's the mechitza that the Gemara is referring to. Here the Gemara discusses if one can extinguish a fire in order to be able to have relations, and the Gemara discussed that the food should become smoky. And this is the shaila: is somebody allowed to lower the fire on the stove when he's cooking, somebody's cooking on the stove, and he wants to lower the fire, otherwise the food will get burnt, is it mutter or not? The Shulchan Aruch is machmer, and the Shulchan Aruch says the one is not allowed to make a fire smaller on Yom Tov. The Ramah says that it's permitted only if he has no other way of cooking. That means, according to the Ramah, if one, instead of making the fire smaller, what he could do is just put on a new fire at the right amount of fire that he needs, that should be done before lowering an existing fire. Only if he has no other option, that he only has doesn't have enough burners, there the Ramah would say that in order to avoid the food from getting burnt, it's a situation of machshirei oichel nefesh, that's when the fire could be made lower. Continues the Gemara. Could somebody extinguish a fire in Yom Tov? Says the Gemara. Hey, chadik is sakonis nefashis. When does the shail of sakonis nefashis like come boyle? There's no question that feel b'shabbos shari. Even on Shabbos it's permitted. Ki come boyle. The question is mishum even mami to avoid a financial loss. My, what is that locha? Amalei osur. So Abai said it's osur. Amalei Rabbi said it's osur. Eisvei asks Abaya. We learned the brisa. We're not allowed to extinguish a piece of wood in order to save it. But if his purpose is that the house should not become smoky or the food should not become smoky, mutter, it's permitted. So why are you not allowing him to extinguish the fire to avoid financial loss? Answer the Gemara here, Rabbi Yehudi. That represents Rabbi Yehudi's position. I'm going according to Rabbanon. Could somebody put on some sort of a medication on his eye on Yom Tov? Says the Gemara. When there's a shail of a danger, when there's discharge from the eye, deet sedam, different types of discharges, the must of a kadachta, or when there's tears coming out from the eye, kadachta is a different type of congestion of the eye. Schilas uchlo, or the beginning of any of these diseases, lomi boili, there is no question that it's permitted. The feel b'shabbos shari, even in Shabbos such would be mutter, because it's a shail of sakonas nefashos, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, shiraini del aina belibatalia. The eye is connected to the heart, so it's a shail of sakonas nefashos. When is the shail? Ki kome boili, soif uchlo, when the person is at the end of the disease, or betzuchi eini, it's only doing it to improve his vision. My, what is dalocha? Amlei osur, it's osur. Eisvei ein mechamnes bekas, the same question. So we should be allowed to do it to even at the end of the disease. V'shan le'kadoshinin, and he said the same answer that represents Rabbi Yehuda's position. Amei mishar l'michol ein menachem b'shapsa. Amei allowed someone to have his eye, have this medication put on his eye by goy and Shabbos. Ikadamri, Amei megufe kochel ein menachem b'shapsa. Amei himself allowed a goy to put this medication on his eyes on Shabbos. Amalei Ravashi Lameim. So Ravashi said to Lameim, "My daitach, what do you think this? That you're allowed to do this? To Amal Ula Bereider Veloi, called Tzarchi Chayla Oismai Dei Nachri B'Shabbos. That we're allowed to do all types of medical needs through a guy. V'Amam Nuna called Davish Ein Besukana. Even if it's a Chayla Shein Besukana, it's not a life-threatening situation. Amal Nachri Oisa. You can ask a guy to do it for you on Shabbos." However, he says, Hani Mili, when is that permitted? Heichad loy Masai Ba'adei, when you're not helping the goy do this malacha. Av Mar Ka Masai Ba'adei, you're helping. The Ka'amit B'Pasach, you're opening and closing your eyes. Otherwise, he couldn't apply the medication. So it should be usher, even though you're asking a goy to do it for you. Amlei Iker Azvad the Koy Kavasach, Rezvid holds as you do. However, Vishnile, and I told him, Masai Ba'imamish. Helping doesn't have any significance. So Rashi says, what is the example of Messiah in Bimamish? That if two people are carrying something, where the first person could have carried it in itself, and the second person comes along and helps, that's Messiah in Bimamish, and there is no Isser. As to Kivega, that's fine in many situations. However, in this situation, there is no way for the medication to be applied without the eye being opened and closed by the person. So why is that considered Messiah and Bimamish? So the Kivegas learns that that since a person is always opening and closing his eyes, that's why it's not considered Messiah. Messiah means when you're doing something special. Here it's not considering you're doing something specific or special, because you open and close your eyes all the time anyway. Another approach that I saw in explaining this, why this is considered a Messiah She'en Bei Mamash, because the opening and closing in the eye is not part of the actual application. When do we say that the Issa Messiah? When one is actually helping in the doing of the Malacha. Here, the opening and closing of the eye is not part of the application of the medication, and therefore, it's considered a Messiah She'en Bei Mamash. A Meimah Sharal Michal Eina B'Yotu She'en Rosh Hashanah. A Meimah allowed someone to have this medication applied on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Amalei Rav Eshel HaMeimer Vamer Rava, we learned earlier in HaMasechta, Mes B'Yontav Rishon, if somebody Chas V'Shalom dies on the first day Yontav, Yisask B'Yi Amimin, we only allow Goyim to attend the Nifter. B'Yontav Sheni, if it's Yontav Sheni, Yisask B'Yi Yisrael. And we learned that that then applies V'Filu B'Shnei Yom Taim Mish Rosh Hashanah. Mashen Kim B'Beya, regarding an egg that was born on Rosh Hashanah, the halach is that we consider both days Rosh Hashanah. Not like all other Yom Tovim, we spent a lot of time learning the sugyas, that we don't consider the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like every Yom Tov Sheni Shagalius. We consider it as a Kedusha Richta, and the egg that was born on the first day would be also on the second day. So why are you being lenient regarding the application of the medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Amalei Ano Kenados, really. I hold like Nadoi, Damer Afbeya, that they were lenient even regarding the Beya. My Daitach, because what's the reason that you treat Rosh Hashanah the 2 days as one Kedusha? Because Dilma Ma'abar Leil, we're concerned that they may make Elul not a 29 day month, a 30 day month, and therefore the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really the real Rosh Hashanah, because the day before was still the 30th day of Elul. Ha'omer Rav Chinner Bakahana, we know Rav Chinner Bakahana taught us, Mimais Ezra Ve'elach Lemitzinu Elam Uber, they never made Elul a 30-day month. So we know for sure that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is no different than any second day Yontif, and therefore, just like any second day Yontif, the halach is that we could be a little more lenient, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the same. However, as we said earlier when we learned, we don't pass in that way. The Gra makes an interesting observation based on this Gemara. We know that halacha is that one may not do malacha before he makes Havdalah. So he says, why are we more lenient on the second day Yontif regarding certain malachas? Between one day Yontif and the second day Yontif, Havdalah is certainly not made. And malacha may not be done if Havdalah wasn't made. Says the Gra, from here we see that only a malacha gemura may not be done without the recitation of Havdalah. Here we're not talking about Malacha Gemura, and therefore, even without Havdalah, one may do such acts, or have the medication, for example, be put on. We learned in the Mishnah, Ve'en Oifim Pitin Gritzim, we're not allowed to bake thick loaves of bread on Yontif, Ela Rekikin, only wafers. Tanabon B'Shama Omrim, Ein Oifim Pas Ava B'Pesach. Not a big, a thick loaf from Pesach. Beis Hillel Matirim, but Beis Hillel say it's mutter. Beis Shammai are concerned that a thick loaf may still be chometz. Kama pasava, what's considered a thick loaf? Amar Funa tefach, the size of a tefach. She came and seen him belechem upon him, because we find that the lechem upon him that was put in the Beis Hamidrash had to be a tefach, because as the Gemara explains in Masechta Menachos, that upon him, it's called lechem upon him like a face, and a face is generally a tefach big. Maskel of Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, how could we compare chametz to the lechem upon him? Imam b'zrizim, the lechem upon him was baked by diligent people, by the base garmu. Yom b'shen is rizim, matzis are baked by everyone. Imam b'pesa meila, we're going to talk about the lechem upon him, which was a well-worked loaf, as the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Menachos, that every one of these Minchas required 300 rubbings with the hand and 500 poundings with a fist. Yomer Pasha Enemela, that's not so well worked. Imam Be'etzim Yveshim, the wood used in the Beis Hamikdash was very dry, and therefore it baked it very strongly. Yomer Be'etzim Lachem, We don't necessarily use such dry wood. And remember, B'tanacham, the furnace used in the Beis Hamikdash was very hot. You remember B'tanacham, our furnaces are not necessarily that hot. And remember B'tanacham, there they use a metal oven which keeps the heat. You remember B'tanacham, with an earthenware oven which doesn't necessarily keep the heat. Amrav, therefore says Amrav Yimri Ba'aba, Shaltis is Rebbe B'yichud, I asked my teacher privately, Umanu, who is that Rav? My Passover, Pas Meruba. We have Yontif. The issue is, are we allowed to bake a lot of bread? It could, and that's machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say we're allowed to, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, and Beis Shammai says not. Ikad Amri, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Abba Marav, Sheltis Rebbe Beyichud, I asked my Rebbe, Omanu, who's that is referred to, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, my Passover, Pas Meruba. Well, my Karle Passover. If it means a lot of loaves of bread, it shouldn't be called thick bread. Because it requires a lot of kneading to get all the bread ready. Inami, Ba'asudai Tana, in the place of the Tana of our Mishnah, Pas Meruba, Pas Avakarlei. A lot of bread, many loaves, were called Pas Ava. Michti. Ask the Gemara. Mishim the Katar, according to Beis Shammai, why are we not allowed to make a lot of loaves? Mishim the Katar of Tirchid Leitzarachu. He's exerting himself more than he's now to, needs to on Yontif. So then the question is, Mayir Yepesach, Afil B'Shar Yom Tovim Nami, it should apply to other Yom Tovim as well, says the Gemara, and Echanami, the Isser is every Yontif. So why was he speaking about Pesach? Atana B'Yontif Pesach Koy, he was teaching this Locha on Pesach, so he referred to Pesach, but it's not our Locha limited to Pesach. Tanya Nami Hochi, B'Shem Amir Ein Oifim Pasim Rubu Yontif, we're not allowed to bake many loaves in Yontif, or Beisil Matirim, Beisil permitted. However, the B'Al Locha says that although we have changed the definition of Passover to mean many loaves, the Locha also remains that a Passover, a thick loaf, everybody agrees, even Beisil agrees, should not be baked on Yontif, the matzah should remain thin, a matzah that's a thefik, thick, we certainly have to be concerned, maybe chametz and such a matzah should not be baked for Pesach.